Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Wow, what a treat we have for you today. Truly an international treat. As our guests today are coming sort of from around the world. So first up, we have Rashid. I've known Rashid for years, but I still don't know how to say his last name well. I think it's Axer, but he's with Light of Pakistan, and he's actually in Pakistan this morning. So welcome, Rashid.
Thank you very much, Ravi. Appreciate it.
And wow, there's a crisis that's welling up as a result of COVID in countries like Pakistan, and Rashid's kind of on the front lines of that as he has an orphanage and all that. And so Rashid called me this week and said, Robbie, I'd really like to update your listeners on what's going on in Pakistan. So glad to have you on today.
Thank you.
And then next
it's
up,
an honor for me to be with you and as my brother and friend.
And we are good friends. We've known each other for years and years and years. I could tell a lot of Rashid stories, but I won't right this minute because I got to get to my other guest. We got Kelly Gilbert is with Transworld Radio. And Transworld Radio, Africa needs Jesus, obviously, like Pakistan needs Jesus. But we got a campaign going on between the Truth Network and TWR where we're trying to get some radios out there. Right, Kelly?
That's right. Radios for people in Africa. And it's been just wonderful partnering with you guys and seeing the heart your listeners have to reach people to gospel. It's amazing.
And so actually, Transworld Radio has operators on staff right now taking calls for people that want to give to this cause, right? And is the number the 800-456-7897 number?
No, it should be 888-988-5656.
All right, I'm glad I asked. So
I am too.
And so, Kelly, briefly, We can put a radio in the hand of somebody in Africa, which we'll get into all the reasons that's necessary, but for very little money, right?
Yes, $50. It's $50 to get one radio into the hands of an individual. It'll even impact a family, maybe even a whole community or a village, because they like to gather around and listen to their radios together. And churches have sprung up around radios. So really, you say, oh, one radio, one person, but it could be so many more.
So for $50, you really can create a whole spectacle in one of these villages. Just call them at 888-988-5656. I wanted to get that right out of the chute, and they've got operators standing by, and they want to get going with that. But those who have been missing me since I've been on vacation probably say, Robbie, it's time for a riddle. And of course it is. So speaking of radio, Sean, you knew this was coming. Rashid knew it was coming, but I don't think Kelly's ever been on with me, so she didn't know it.
I haven't.
So the question is, Sean, can radio be an addiction?
I would assume so, but I don't know why.
It depends on the frequency.
There you go. I like that.
Now, in America, what do you call you? It wouldn't be the same in Africa, but or Pakistan, I doubt. But in America, what would you call the average radio? Stereotypical.
There you go. I'm so bad at this.
And this one's going to seem really lame to some, but it's absolutely hilarious to me and my sense of humor. So a ship radios the German Coast Guard. Are you ready for this, Sean?
Yeah.
And they said, help, we're sinking, as you might do if you radioed the German Coast Guard. The German Coast Guard, of course, responded, what are you thinking about?
That was a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, That's what they said. But anyway, so you knew at the end of that I actually would have a riddle that you could call in and win today. And we would love for you to call in. That number is a little different, 866-348-7884, and tell us who in the Bible had the highest frequency of imprisonments. Who had the highest frequency of imprisonments in the Bible, if you can guess that? Sean, tell them what they'll win.
Whoever wins that riddle is going to get a Kingdom Pursuits book. We have a whole host of books that Robbie's got back in his office. So call in, let us know what you think the riddle answer is, and Robbie will get you whichever book you would like that he has available.
Yes, we have. It's like a treasure chest. It's a prize vault. All that stuff is in my office with all these books I've gotten from so many offers over the year. All you got to do is call us at 866-348-7884 and tell us who in the Bible had the highest frequency of imprisonments. I think you could probably guess that one. But anyway,
yeah.
Moving back to Pakistan for a minute. So, Rashid, last time I saw you, actually, you were in the United States. How long have you been back in Pakistan?
Oh, almost a year.
Almost a whole year with COVID going on and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's a lot of problems here because the people who know and who have been mission field, and they know very well how the Muslim people run, you know. And majority is a Muslim, so you don't know what's going to be a next move. And they have a lot of discrimination and racism and kind of things. So anyway, we are fighting each and every day with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we can say with Paul, and he said that in the word of God, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. And we are in good mood, and a lot of people being come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what we are doing. But now we are in, and we are planning to put our school and orphanage. In this moment, we're going to do that because it will help the poor community, poor people.
Right, so you can see that. Surely, as I agree, Rashid, as the temperature rises with all that's going on, that the needs in these countries, third world countries like Pakistan and Africa, they just keep going up, right, Kelly? And so I'm sure that all this has really affected, like, how more important would a radio now be in Africa than it was a year ago?
Well, it's where they get their news. It's how they learn about what's going on in the world, and it's where they also, through TWR, they find hope and encouragement through the gospel. It's the only way that you can find the perfect type of hope and encouragement that can only be found in Jesus. So both getting their news and then also being able to, you have church in their homes. They don't have all the churches that to pick from that we can stream here in the U.S. They have Trans World Radio that they can tune into and listen to. So yeah, it's very, very important.
Right. And again, I mean, how cool is it that just for $50, you can put this radio in the hands of a family and a village? You know, one radio goes so far because so many people can listen to it. I've heard stories of them listening out in the fields and people just, you know, gathering all around. Again, that number to call in for Trans World Radio, if you want to take part in that, is 888-988-5656. $50, give one. Obviously, you can give 10 for 500 or however all that works. And so, Rashid, for those of that want to see about what's going on for your, you've got a new website, right? For going on with your orphanage. What's that called?
Yes, we are putting together each and everything. And thank God we are in coming along, but it's not where we need to reach. But we are coming along, and we have raised some so far last year, some funds
Rashid, What's the actual website address? Do you know?
Okay, yeah, sure. It's Lights, LIGHTS, Lights of Life, ministry.com.
Light of Life. So there you go.
Yeah. Lights,
Right. Light of life. Well, we'll get more on that from Rashid. We got a lot more coming from Kelly, and we got Michael is in Ohio. So, well, we got some new stations that are on the air now in Ohio. I was very excited to take that call. So we're going to be right back in a minute. You still have time to call us at 866-348-7884. So what was the...
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today we're so blessed to have with us Kelly Gilbert with Trans World Radio, Africa Needs Jesus. Give a radio and give hope. Many parts of Africa do not have the means to connect with the internet. So joining with the Truth Network and Trans World Radio to put the word of God straight into the hands of most people in Africa. Again, $50 gets a radio in a community or a home or, what opportunities. They got operators standing by right now, 888-988-5656, as well as Rashid Akhtar with the Light of Life in Pakistan. Very fun. Old friend of mine who's actually in Pakistan right now trying to get an orphanage together. You got people with COVID. It's quite the situation. But also, for the first time ever in the history of Kingdom Pursuits, I have a caller from a city in Ohio that I cannot pronounce because I think it might be Ashtabula. Am I right? Michael? Michael, are you with me? He's trying to be with me. I'm going to put him back on hold, and hopefully we can check back in with him, Sean, and see if we can get him. But I'm really dying to know somebody else from Ashtabula. How do you spell that? You know, but it's kind of cool that we just started two new stations in Ohio, one in Toledo and one in Dayton. So I'm very excited that we have those people online with us as well in Kingdom Pursuits. But Kelly, getting back to you, this COVID thing has really changed the game, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so, go ahead.
This is just, we were able to get there to Malawi in 2019, and we're planning on, you know, having other trips and all that stuff, and it's just sidelined that, but I know the people in Malawi, the TWR Malawi team, has been able to actually go out and distribute radios again, which we've been able to hear numbers like, oh, we distributed 200 radios this week, and those numbers just keep growing and people keep getting their radios. So we're thankful for movement in that area once again, so that people can get those radios. And, you know, you said they don't have as much access to internet there, but these are, and even electricity, but these are wind-up radios. So they have an internal battery that you don't have to replace, and they can just wind it up and charge it again and keep listening.
Yeah, we have one of those radios in the studio for anybody that ever comes and visits that you can see. And, I mean, how beautiful it is it that really you can listen to the radio wherever you are. mm-hmm. Because the other cool thing is Trans World Radio – you know, you may think, well, how do they get a signal out there in the bush? Well, you guys have some of the largest transmitters in the world, right?
That's right.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. 1 million watt. You know, we're thinking we're great if we got 50,000 watts, you know, but you guys have some transmitters that are out of this world in Africa, right?
Yeah, we absolutely do. We have one up in West Africa that is a 200,000 watt transmitter that covers the whole of Nigeria with the message of the gospel, and we have other ones in West Africa and some in Malawi and just all over.
Right, and so the good news is that not only obviously the people got a radio out in wherever in Africa, but the reception is terrific because mm-hmm. you're not competing with the signals that you compete with. So you got 200,000 watts to begin with, and then. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have 47 cities of frequencies that are competing like they do in the United States, right?
Right.
And so the other neat thing about what's going on there is the programming itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is in a lot of times their native language where they don't, you know, necessarily get to hear that very often, right?
Yeah, we like to call it their heart language. It's the language they grew up with or born into, what their people speak. And you'll find a lot of people in Africa that'll speak English or at least understand it. But to be able to turn on the radio and in Malawi, one of the languages is Chichewa. And they have a lot of programming that's in that language and then a couple others that I can't remember all the names of right now. But Chichewa was the big one, and they had people were able to listen to that language and to hear the gospel in their language. And a lot of these people, they might not be able to read a Bible for themselves either. And that's the only way they get to hear it. And to hear it in their heart language is so much more impactful than trying to translate through English and understand it in that way, which I'm sure we could understand what that's like. We appreciate things in the language that we understand perfectly. So for them to be able to receive that, it's just God just works wonderfully through that.
I've always, you know, through the years as we've partnered through with you guys, it's just unbelievable what God is doing, where he's got things going on around the world. Again, we want to give you a chance to get in on it. It's the number to call to give right now. They have operators available, 888-988-5656. $50 gives one radio. You can give five, six, whatever you want, whatever God puts on your heart. But also with us, we're not only do we have Africa, but we got Pakistan. And Rashid, you were telling me on the phone as I was talking the other day that this COVID thing, you've got people literally running out of food, right?
Yes. Food is very important because it's it's not hard to get the work for the people. And we have the labor class. I don't know what the best word, that's the best word I know. Labor class people. And they don't have a work to go to work in the marketplace or anywhere to find a work. So they have a big problem, and they come to us, and I give a lot of food from the, what you call this, our orphan children's food, so they can have that one. So anyway, we are looking to help them, our people. I mean, our $1,000 can go with a couple hundred families for food. You know,
it's a little hard for whatever reason, the connection isn't that great, Rashid, but I know that our listeners are really anxious to know how to connect with your ministry, and we're trying to get light. You spelled light out perfect, and then life, I'm supposing, so it's light, O-F, of life, L-I-F-E?
No, L-I-G-H-T-S, O-F. Light of Life, L-I-F-E, lifeministry.com.
Light of L-I-F-E?
Mm-hmm.
Lightoflife.com.
Ministry.com.
Lightoflifeministry.com. Okay, we finally got it. All right. So, lightoflifeministry.com, again, for Rashid. And for those longtime listeners of Kingdom Pursuits, Rashid's got quite a history. He played cricket back in the day. He was the Michael Jordan of cricket in Pakistan. And then God has given him this platform to reach so many people there in Pakistan. And as he mentioned, they're building an orphanage, a hospital. They got a lot going on and giving food right now in the name of the Lord. So, you know, that's absolutely, absolutely huge. Well, Kelly, I know one of the neat things our listeners always look forward to hear from Transworld Radio is you got stories of of families that have actually been impacted by this.
Yes, absolutely. So many. And I was trying to think through what to share today. And I think my favorite story, I tell it all the time, but I think it's my favorite. We went, our first stop when my team and I went to Malawi back in 2019. We met in this little concrete building to distribute radios to people that had been selected by what they like to refer to themselves as TWR ambassadors in the town, people within the church, to find the poorest of the poor, those who needed a radio the most. So we met to give out radios to these people, and one man there who'd been listening through a friend's radio, his name was Oliver, and he was just so excited to share his story about how he was having problems with his legs, got to the point where he couldn't walk without a cane, sometimes couldn't even walk at all without intense pain, and had been told by doctors that he would never really walk again, not fully. He would always have pain, but started listening to TWR Malawi. There was a program on Friday nights where pastors would be live and have people call in so they could pray with them for things. And one time they started praying and talking about praying for healing and said, just told the person, place your hand at the part of your body that's ailing you and just pray with us for healing. And so Oliver started to do that every night. He would put his hands on his legs and pray that God would heal him. And by the time we met Oliver, he was carrying around his stick, but not using it, and dancing around and jumping, and just as a testament to what God had done to heal him and how he'd used the ministry of TWR to do that. And that's something I feel like we don't see a lot over here. We don't see faith like that. We don't see God heal quite miraculously like that, and at least we don't look for it. And it was just amazing to see how God worked in his life in that way. And he was just so excited to tell everybody and to share his story about how God had worked in his life.
Yeah, and you just think about the hope, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of somebody on the air, you know, speaking out to people that really, I mean, they don't have the health care, they don't perhaps have jobs, food, all mm-hmm. these kind of things, that he's actually, in his own way, teaching them how to pray, reach out to God, and connect mm-hmm. with the person that loves him more than anybody in the world.
Absolutely.
And for those of you listening right now, you know, we don't even think about the fact that we get to hear Christian teaching and talk every day on the radio. Like, how many times have you been fed by the Truth Network? Well, this is our opportunity to give that back some to those people in Africa. Again, the number is 888-988-5656. And they got operators stand by. $50 will get a radio in somebody's hand that, man, could end up putting them back on the road. So we got so much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We are so blessed to have with us today Kelly Gilbert with Transworld Radio. Africa needs Jesus, and they've got this campaign partnering with the Truth Network to give away these wind-up radios. People don't need electricity. They can just hook up, even though they can't get internet. They can get radio. So they're in Africa, as well as Rashid Akhtar, who's with the Light of Life Ministry in Pakistan, if I can get that right. But right now I got Amy Cabo, who is with The Cure. Her show's coming on at 1 o'clock. And Amy, you got quite a show lined up, don't you?
Oh, I certainly do. Today I have Rita, who's a counselor. She also created Heartline Radio that addresses mental health issues and provides content to equip listeners how mental health affects all culture. She's also the author of Shattered, which is about finding hope and healing through the losses of life, and Imposter, how to gain confidence, eradicate shame, and eliminate toxic thinking. She also honestly tells her testimony about how she lost her husband to suicide and how her world was disseminated. So she hopes to help others through her radio show and her speaking engagement, as well as today on the radio show.
Yeah, this is a conversation we just need to have more and more, don't we, Amy? It just breaks my heart. The suicide rate.
It's got to be the hardest thing, the loss of a loved one, even more so from suicide. I can't imagine how hard that is.
Yeah, it certainly has affected many of us. This is a live show and an opportunity for you to call in and join the discussion 1 o'clock on the Truth Network with Amy. And Boris, you got Boris?
Always. Thank God.
Yes, what a treat. always to have.
If he's not with me, I'm with him.
That's always wonderful. Thank you, Amy. God bless. I appreciate you calling us today. And have a great show. Yeah. So it's good to be back. But getting back to Kelly in Africa, when we left our hero, you've got some of these stories, which I just think are awesome, which hopefully encourage all our listeners with, you know, a lot of these folks listening probably have given in the past, and so they can kind of hear what they, what they've done along the way. So have you got another story for us, Kathy? I mean, Kelly?
Oh, let's see. Well, I mean, I think one of the very cool things about Peter Van Allen is that Victor, who he runs the show out there, he is the director of Peter Van Allen. He grew up listening to TWR Malawi and came to know the Lord through listening to TWR in Malawi. And I'm sure that's true of a lot of the staff there. So just the lasting impact and the legacy of that, and hearing from him and how passionate he is about it, because he knows it works. He's been on the receiving end of the radio and of God's word delivered through that. It's just so encouraging. And so being able to go around to different places and hand out radios with him, someone who, hey, this meant a lot to me and changed my life, and I know it's going to change the life.
Kelly, would you, somehow or another, we're kind of losing your signal or maybe your volume somehow.
Is this better?
Wow, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I maybe moved to a different corner of the room and it messed it up.
Yeah, that was wonderful. We appreciate you moving back to that corner.
Yeah, but I was just saying that Victor, who runs the ministry there, came to know the Lord through TWR himself, and so just really believes in it, and going out to distribute radios with him, and, you know, just him knowing, hey, this changed my life at one point, so it's going to change someone else's, going to change these people's lives as well. And we had the opportunity to go to a school for visually impaired. Most of the students were either completely blind or blind enough that they needed someone to guide them around. And just hearing their joy, they sang a couple different songs for us. And it was just wonderful to hear their voices fill the room and voices of praise to the Lord. And then for them to talk about how much they needed and wanted a radio, because TWR had gone before to give out radios there, but they hadn't been able to give them to everybody. And once again, we weren't able to give them to everybody either. And Victor asked if any of the kids would be willing to say, we'll wait until next time. And just to see kids volunteer to say, you know what, I'll wait to get my radio so someone else can have it. It was just very humbling. I think that was the moment I got a little teary-eyed while we were there, just seeing those kids willingly say, you know what, I'll wait my turn, even though this is almost a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them, and just being gracious in that way. So those kids just really touched my heart, seeing their joy in the Lord, despite what they had to deal with in life. And just being able to minister to them in that way, and their excitement and joy over getting their first radio.
Wow, absolutely. And, you know, I can't help but think of that 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse, which says God comforts us with the comfort that, you know, we then have the opportunity to comfort other people with. And so for Victor, I mean, how cool is it that God met him through radio? And in my own way, you know, radio played a real role in my own discipleship, and I bet a lot of people listening, you feel the same way. And so, you know, it's really a really neat deal that we can now give back to the way that we were blessed through radio by calling 888-988-5656. Again, $50, right? It puts one of these radios, one of those kids, and imagine you think about it all the time, don't you, Kelly? Like, man. You know, I want these kids, when I come back the next time, to be able to get the radio, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a little heartbreaking to know, oh, these five kids aren't going to get theirs. They can listen with their friends, but they don't have their own radio. And it's hard to really understand and know what that feels like, because we have the ability to have so much here. But
yeah, and the other thing
radio,
that I think about is those kids would take those radios back. And as those kids come to faith, guess what? We find out in this country all the time, right? Through Child Evangelism Fellowship that the kids lead more people to Christ than anybody, you know?
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's a real fire. So that's why the Pakistan, right, that what you're doing, Rashid, with your orphanage there is another way of reaching children. But I'm wondering, Rashid, it's kind of hard to hear you too, but have you got a story for us in what's going on in Pakistan?
Yes. We have a lot of stories. I have a lot of stories. But anyway, I'm going to go to straight to the point. What we are doing is according to the God's will and plan, and the vision has given me. I thought I'm gonna leave and retire and do things and in a different way. But Lord has a different plan and purpose. So in my time, He allowed me and gave me the vision to reach to the people and make them disciples. And that is the best way, because God showed me. I'm not saying that it's a few, but you are building a nation.
Wow, Rashid, I hate to. It's just really, I don't know what's going on with our connection, but Rashid, it's just really, really hard to make out what you're saying. And I know you're trying to get right to the point. It'd be nice if we could hear it. If we could hear it.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. It's just that there's this echo. Are you using a speaker phone or something?
Oh, no.
You're just speaking right into the phone.
Yeah.
Well, and who knows if...
Give me a couple minutes.
Okay, well, you got a couple minutes. We'll go back to Kelly. And so, Kelly, you yourself, how did you get involved with Transworld Radio?
Well, I heard about TWR when I was up at a Christian university in Ohio. I went to Cedarville University in Ohio, and heard about TWR that way, and then interned after my senior year, and just knew this was where the Lord was calling me.
That is beautiful. Okay, well, I'm going to give out that number again to give to the radio opportunity, 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. One more segment. Coming back, hopefully we'll have Rashid back under control.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. We're so blessed today to have with us Kelly Gilbert with Transworld Radio. And Africa needs Jesus. Give a radio and give hope. Like we talked about, many parts of Africa do not have the means of connecting with the internet, but they can connect with all these wonderful transmitters that Transworld Radio has throughout West Africa. And there with these wind-up radios, even without electricity, you know, they can hear the word of God. It's an absolutely amazing thing. And so we got Kelly with us, as well as Rashid Akhtar with Light of Life Ministry, .com, Light of Life Ministry in Pakistan. So Rashid, how are we doing? Let's see if we can hear you better.
Yeah. Is it better?
I don't know. Tell us what you wanted to tell us a minute ago.
So here's my point is that, when God told me, and I was surprised, and I say, I can do it. Can they do it or not? But I'll make my point here. The Lord has said, I will do and I will provide everything. So just trust on Him and thank God we bought the land of the 5 acres, which is completely paved, boundary wall, and everything being done.
Okay, let me see if I can, since it's a little harder for people to hear, maybe I can sort of translate a little bit. So what I'm hearing you say is you're doing what God told you to do, and you've gotten the money and purchased the land for the orphanage and the hospital?
Hospital, school. The school is very important for us.
The school?
Yeah, high school.
So at this point in time, you're raising more funds in order to build a building. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
But at the same time, you got immediate.
Yes.
You got immediate need. Okay. You got immediate needs for food, right?
Yes. In this moment, we need a food.
Okay, so that's light of life ministry, lightoflifeministry.com. So getting back to Kelly. So Kelly, for those who are just tuning in and don't know about what you guys are doing in Africa, can you give them the Reader's Digest version so that they can kind of get up to speed about what's going on there?
Yeah, absolutely. TWR ministers in multiple countries. On the continent of Africa, and my team and I had the opportunity in 2019 to travel to Malawi, where we have a network of about 11 or 12 FM stations and distribute wind-up radios to listeners there throughout different villages. $50 for a wind-up radio. We were able to do that through the generosity of people giving those $50 per radio, and distribution is continuing. We have other countries that radios are going into, and more in Malawi as well. And these people are able to wind up these radios. They have an internal battery that doesn't have to be changed because batteries are expensive, electricity is expensive, and not many people can afford it. So they can just wind up their radio and listen for a few hours and wind up again, and they can hear TWR. They can hear God's word in a way that they really can't easily hear it otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. And again, the number to get involved in that is 888-988-5656. That number, 888-988-5656. $50 gives one of those wind-up radios, or obviously you can give multiples depending on what God puts on your heart. And for all of us, obviously, we can be praying that God's going to meet those needs. As people have a desire for these radios, you know, clearly, with all that's going on with COVID, you know, there's all sorts of opportunities. You know, as God unfortunately allows, you know, a lot of pain and a lot of other stuff, it leads people right to be more hungrier for Jesus than maybe for ever before. And so it really is a unique opportunity for such a time as this, right, Kelly?
Absolutely. People are hungry. People need hope. The world is a mess. It's hard to find hope anywhere other than in Christ. In fact, you can't find hope anywhere other than in Christ. So they need to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really cool. So for those of us who are ignorant like me, can you kind of tell us how to find Malawi, where you're talking about in Africa?
Yeah. So Malawi is a little bit north and east of South Africa, which is obviously in the south. So actually, if you're looking at the continent of Africa, there's a small little sliver of water kind of down southeast, and that's Lake Malawi, and it borders the country of Malawi. So if you find that, there's not a whole lot of other – it's pretty, I think, easy to see on a map if you're looking for it. Malawi is kind of a skinny little country. It is south of – I want to say Zimbabwe, but I'm not positive.
Well, we know at least when you say South Africa, I can figure that one out. And
yes. Or south of Tanzania, maybe is what it is. But I'm having a hard time remembering.
And yeah. So, yeah. You know, clearly when you get a chance to see what God's doing, as we heard in these stories, you know, it's an amazing thing that we get to partner with you guys here on the Truth Network. Thank you so much, Kelly. And thank you, Rashid, for being with us in Pakistan for what God's doing there in Pakistan. Again, it's lightoflifeministry.com in Pakistan. It's lightoflifeministry.com, as well as the number to call one more time, 888-988-5656. Thanks, Kelly. It was great working with
you
guys.
Thank you so much.
At Transworld Radio. Now you got so much truth coming at. Encouraging prayer followed by Masculine Journey starts here now in Winston-Salem. Stay tuned.
This is the Truth Network.